Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we're in Simen Reish Ches, and we're up to the very top line, Sif Yud. And the Mechaber tells us, we're going to learn a lot about the bracha of Alamichya today. The bracha achas meyein shalosh, the bracha that's called one, that really is a single bracha that comprises three brachos, i.e. the three brachos of benching are combined into one unit of al hamichya. So when you make this on peiros, the chutz la'aretz, if you're doing this on fruit that comes from chutz la'aretz, and we'll see, of course, we're talking about the fruits that you make an al eitz v'al pri eitz on, as opposed to apples and oranges, which you make a bar nefashos on. So those fruits like pomegranates or dates or figs, grapes, olives, that you make a al ha'eitz v'al pri eitz, so if they come from fruits from outside of Eretz Yisrael, Perush Chutz La'aretz, so the chasima, the concluding part of this bracha is Chosein al ha'aretz v'al ha'peros. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the land and the fruits of the land. However, if you're eating fruits in Eretz Yisrael, it will be Eretz Yisrael, then the chasima, the proper conclusion of this bracha, Chosein al ha'aretz v'al peros seha. You have to conclude where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land of Eretz Yisrael and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael specifically, peros seha, as opposed to al ha'peros. If b'chutz la'aretz ochel miperis aretz, if you are in chutz la'aretz, you're in New York and you're eating a grape from Eretz Yisrael, and you have to make the correct bracha achas mein sholosh end of that bracha, so the proper format is chosem gam kein al perosel. So it's not that the fact that you're eating it in Eretz Yisrael that determines it, is the fruit from Eretz Yisrael that determines the correct chasima. And the Mechab is telling us, even if you're eating a grapes from Eretz Yisrael that are in New York, so when you're eating them in New York, you still conclude the bracha al ha'aretz v'al peroseha. And we'll see the reverse is true as well. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're eating fruits from chutz la'aretz, the proper bracha will be al ha'aretz v'al ha'peros. Now, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Nun. Mishnah Berurah tells us, the nusach of the bracha, the regular nusach of the bracha that we make for an al ha'milchya, the bracha achas mi'ein shalosh, which again has three components to it. When you're doing it on fruits, al ha'etz, when you do it on wine, you make al ha'gefen, and of course when you're doing it on the typical mizonos products from the grains, you make an al ha'milchya. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the nusach of the bracha is as follows. And this nusach is brought down from the Magen Avraham, and there are slightly different nuschos that you can find in different Sidurim, and some Rishonim have different nuschos as well. This is the one that the Mishnah Berurah says is the most accurate. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, so full bracha requires Shem u'malchus, al ha'michya v'al ha'kalkola, v'al tnuvas ha'sode, this is of course for the Mizonos products, you say al ha'michya v'al ha'kalkola, v'al tnuvas ha'sode, v'al eretz chem d'tova u'rechava, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the food that we have, everything that we get from the land, this wonderful land that you've given us, this wide, beautiful land, that you've given to us to enjoy the fruit and to benefit from its goodness. Rachem, some add the word no, Hashem Elokeinu, Ayisrael Amecha, B'yav Yushalayim Mirecha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well for Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, V'al Tzion Mishkan Chvodecha, all of Eretz Yisrael, V'yam Mizbechecha, V'yal Hechalecha, for the rebuilding of Mirtz Hashem, B'mher B'yameinu, of the Beis HaMikdash, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Mirakodesh Meher V'yameinu, V'alinu L'socho, V'samcheinu V'nyonah, we should Mirtz Hashem, B'zocha, to go back to Yerushalayim, and rebuilt Yerushalayim, and dwell there in great happiness, V'nocham Yipriyah, and we should be able to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, V'nizbam Yituvah, and to be sustained and satiated from its goodness. Then he adds, V'yesha ein omrim, V'nocham Yipriyah, V'nizbam Yituvah, some do not have this girsa to say, V'nocham Yipriyah, V'nizbam Yituvah. He brings down in the Sharet Zion, Ost Nun Aleph, looking to tour in the name of the Smag, the Lavush, the Morgan Avraham, they don't have this nusach over here, and likewise, in the Maisi Rav, about the practices, the customs of the Vilna Gaon, it's also not there. However, Mikom Makom Harotz Lamro Ein Mochem Biyado. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it and include it. He says those that wish to say it certainly can, because this nusach is found in several Rishonim. And he says, look in the Al-Yarabah for further details about this. And again, if you look in most printed bencher, where they have the Bracha Achas Mi'en Shalosh, this is usually included. And it concludes, Unevarechecha Olel B'Kedushah V'Tarah, That's the end of the bracha. Now, this end part of the bracha, as we'll see, is not really found in the Gemara, and the reason why it's added on over here, we'll see in a moment. And we conclude with the chasima. It's a long bracha, so it requires the chasima. Baruch ato Hashem, al ha'aretz v'al ha'michya. That's the proper bracha of al ha'michya. Now, why is it called this bracha achas me'ein shalosh? The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, v'nikreis bracha zu me'ein shalosh. It's a single bracha, it's one bracha, but it entails within it the three brachos of benching. Of course, everybody knows that there are four brachos of benching. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's also incorporated into the alamichya. It more technically should have been called bracha achas me'ein arba, but we want to focus on the three brachos d'araisa and not the fourth bracha, which is the rabbanon. In any event, this bracha, zu me'ein shalosh, lefi shahaya ba me'ein shalosh bracha shel birchas hamazon, because it contains the three brachas d'oraisa birchas hamazon, as we'll see, also the fourth bracha d'rabbanan. Where is this? Dahainu, neged birchas hazon, the first bracha of benching, hazon as hakol. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omrim Kan Al HaMichya. That's the allusion or the reference to the first bracha of benching. Or, of course, if you're having it on wine, or Halak Efen, or if you're having it on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, Al HaEitz. So that first bracha of the benching is corresponding to the first words over here of the Al HaMichya, or the Al HaEitz, or the Al HaGefen. The second bracha of benching, v'neged bracha shnia sha'al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon, which is al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon in the benching. So in the al ha'michya, or the bracha chasmein shalosh, we say omrim kan v'al eretz chemda tova v'chule, which alludes to or talks about the great Eretz Yisrael. V'neged bracha shlishis, and the third bracha of benching, which is referring to shi bonei Yerushalayim, which deals with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. So we include in the bracha chasmein shalosh omrim kan uvnei Yerushalayim. Aye, there's a fourth bracha of benching. So v'neged atova meitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, she bracha revias v'birchas hamazon. So we also allude to that in the bracha chasmein shalosh, and we say omrim gam kein ki ato Hashem tov meitiv. And therefore, v'al pishiyesh bebracha zu me'ein arba brachos nikreis me'ein shalosh. And even though it has four brachos alluded to in it, we still call it the bracha chasmein shalosh because l'fishi ikur birchas hamazon min haTorah heim rak shalosh brachos. As we pointed out many times, the first three brachos of benching are daraisa, the fourth bracha tova meitiv whom in the rabban. Now, when one concludes with the non-mizonos products, al peiros, for example, the peiros of Eretz Yisrael that you make in al eitz v'al priya eitz, so omer al eitz v'al priya eitz v'al tuv asasad etc. So it's the same nusach for almost the entire bracha except the very beginning part. And likewise, val yayin, the beginning part is omer al hagefen v'apriya gefen, and then you go through the rest of the nusach v'al tnuv asasod v'al eretz chule. And in regards to the chasima, which will of course be different whether you're dealing with wine, the grains, or the fruits, so then l'inyin chasimin, the yayin mavur b'sif hasomach. We'll learn that in a moment in the next sif. Now, if we look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Nun Beis, he brings down that there are those that disagree with the conclusion, and they say more than ala oretz v'ala milchya. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Nun Beis, he writes, Hinei av shebemogin avram misayim benusach habrocha baruch ato Hashem al ha'michya v'al ha'kalkola. There is another nusach over here. And some say ala oretz v'ala milchya v'al ha'kalkola. Ukamo shuva nusach zeh betur v'yavudram. And this is also found in these other earlier authorities. Lohe taktiv. The Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim says, I did not include that over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Kvar Kosav of Beis Yosef al Divrei HaTur, because the Beis Yosef, when commenting on the Tur, says, Shmei Halochus Gedolos or Rambam Usmag, from all of these great Gedolim, Muchach Behedya Shelo Lachtom Rak B'Alamichya, that conclusion of Ala Karkola is incorrect, and you should just conclude it Ala Oretz B'Alamichya. And he says, this is also the Nusach of the Rif and the Rosh, and then so the Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, as brought down in the Shibboleth Leket, the Ard Zerua, and the Chayin Hevi b'Shibboleth Leket, b'Shem Rashi, the Sefer Apardes, the Chayin Kosaf HaRiyaz, Shenusach Ze'ikor. So you have all of these Rishonim and say the correct Nusach is Ala Oretz V'Ala Michya, and not Ala Oretz V'Ala Michya V'Ala Kakola. He says this is also found in the Rokach and the Riv, and he says Mashruch Chedushi Rashba, and he concludes and he says Utmihani Ala Mogin Avram V'Ala Vush, and I'm surprised, the Chofetz Chaim says, that the Mogin Avram and the Lavush chose to pick this Nusach of the Tur, which is a Das Yechida. It's really only the Tur that seems to have this Girsa, as the Beis Yosef argues on the Tur that this is not correct. And he says, he brings down that this is Tov Sofer who be Morgan Avram. He says there's actually a mistake in the Morgan Avram. And he says, the Maisa Rab from the Hagnogos of the Vilna Gaon, also Mashma Gam Kain Shalom Yomar Yalakakola. The one should not say over here, Yalakakola. He brings down from the Yad Ephraim, Shiratzisi Shimitzadik Sasli Omro. Some do say it, he says, V'nisha b'sofik machma shiro ezim matikim she'etiku b'nusuch b'nog yivron levush, uvorer etzli shilu ro, it's kol hani yarishonim lohio etzlam shum sofik b'dover. He says, some people have given the proper ending over here is including ala kakola, but he says if they had all seen all these rishonim, they wouldn't have included so, and that's why the Chafetz Chaim says, I didn't even mention that shita in the Mishnah Berurah. Dear Shifu number 45 brings down that this was also the Chazon Ish's opinion, not to say ala kakola. However, the Stipler did say ala kakola, but if he was in public, he would say it privately and quietly. And Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal also would say ala kakola. Then he adds, some people have a chop, and they say, well, I'll say, ala michya, ala aritz, ala michya, that's concluding the bracha, and then I'll say, v'yala kakola, and then they'll say, lo tzricha lomar, you don't have to say that. So this way they say it, and they don't say it. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish that that's not a proper thing to do, ein bezet toelis. And Rav Azaz Zatzal says that there are those that strongly disagreed with this eitzah. When do people answer amen? You don't give them a chance to answer amen. He says, if somebody does say halakha kola, and that's not your minhag, you should answer amen before they say halakha kola, after they say aloritz yala michya. And he says, with Kanievsky, Shlita says yana amen in this fashion, after they say the words al hamichya. The issue foot number 44 explains the extra words no delachal oritz yala michya. Why was that included? Even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, that's to remind us at the end of the nusach what the beginning of the bracha is. Me'ein hachasima somuch l'chasima. You should have this idea of the chasima being mentioned right before the chasima. He further adds, if somebody makes a mistake in the nusach over here, close to the chasima, brings out from the shelet tshuvas or l'tzion, you yotze anyway. So if you left out this part, but no dilchal oritz ala michya, you're still yotze b'di'evet. And he says that only if you are making a mistake in the chasim itself would you have to go back and repeat the bracha. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nun Aleph, and he writes, Shalperos the chutz l'aretz, when you're having fruits of outside of Eretz Yisrael, whether you eat them in chutz l'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael, the bracha is ala oritz ala peros. Rotz l'omar, kishay mishiva saminim. Of course, we're talking, and as I mentioned, that you're eating the fruits from the shiva saminim, because otherwise the proper end bracha is a bar nefashos. Sivkot nun beis, you say v'ala peros. Sheni yochal ma peros seha. You can't say the peros of Eretz Yisrael, peros seha, kiven she'enam mi peros shal Eretz Yisrael, because these aren't fruits from Eretz Yisrael. And he says, "Vafilu huvol Eretz Yisrael v'yachol nisham." And if you eat these fruits in Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz, kiven shegadlu b'Chutz Laretz, since they were grown in Chutz Laretz, you still make ala oritz v'al ha'peros. This is brought down named the Olas Tomid and the El Yeraba. The issue foot number 46 brings down if you made a mistake and berech ha'peros Chutz Laretz al peroseha. So then there's a sofik in the ksas ha'shulchan if you're yotzei b'di'evit. Rav Scheinberg satzal paskin in this situation you are yotzei b'di'evit. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Gimel writes, Al Oritz Al Perusel, the proper nusach of having fruits from Eretz Yisrael is Al Oritz Al Perusel. Shemeshabeach Lashem Yisbaruch, because we have to give special praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Nesinos Olanu Es Oritz, that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, Shemotzia Oson Perusel, which gives us such delicious fruits. Dish of number 47 brings down the chilik over here, Ben Perus Oritz Al Perus Chutz Loritz. Why should we make such a distinction? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'eno Ela Bigumara Hasima. We only put this in at the close of the bracha, towards the chasima. We don't say it at the beginning. Avol kodem hachasima, afilo haperos eretz Yisrael, omrim v'no delchal oretz v'al haperos, v'lo perosea. Everywhere else in the bracha, we don't repeat this. Why? Shedai baskores eretz Yisrael b'chasima. It's enough to say it at the end, when you're making the chasima, ala oretz v'al perosea, and you don't have to say perosea every other time. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. However, the Kaf HaChaim says that if you're eating fruits from eretz Yisrael, every time you should say perosea, even before the chasima, and this is also the opinion of Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. The issue foot number 48 brings down, Ho'ocha peres eretz Yisrael peres chutz l'aretz, if eating both of them, so the Ksos HaShulchan says, in that situation, you should say both nuschos, al peros seha, v'al ha'peros. The Lamaisa, he says, he's not sure if that's really correct. The Stipler Gaon Zatzal said, you just say al peros seha, you don't say peros in that situation, because this is the more choshev chasima. And he says, b'chlal masayim manet, when you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the peros of Eretz Yisrael, that also includes the peros of chutz l'aretz. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that it's more correct to say al oritz al peros, because that includes everything. The issue foot number 49 asks the obvious question, why do we only make this distinction over here by the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and not by the grains of Eretz Yisrael? We don't say al michyoseha. However, he does bring down some poskim that do in fact say you say Amich Yoseha. But the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is Kivin Shlohusk Rashit Zubitosu Zerosh. Since we don't find such a bracha and all the poskim don't suggest that we say such a thing, we do not. Why not? So it brings down from the Or Sameach, She Mine Doga Nishtanu Migidulam, because the grains are totally different in appearance now from when they were actually growing in the ground. As opposed to the fruits, the grape looks just like a grape when you pluck it off the vine, and now, as opposed to the wheat, which is totally different when you're eating a piece of cake. Shalom nishtanu v'niko gidulam, and they can recognize the consum Eretz Yisrael from the tree, and therefore you make peroseha, al oretz al peroseha, only for the fruits. This is also the opinion of other achronim. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Similarly, in regards to wine from Eretz Yisrael, the Ksos HaShulchan writes, we don't say gafna, pri agefen, we say, below al pri gafna. And this is the opinion of the Stipler as well. However, the Kaf HaChaim, Lishitaso before, he also said al mich yoseh, says, when you're drinking wine from Eretz Yisrael, you should say al pri gafna. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal, Shekivin shanusach miyuchad lemin hagodah bi Eretz Yisrael, omen al pri gafna. He says here too, you also say al pri gafna. Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Nun Dalet writes, when you're eating, even in Chutz Loretz, Peres Meretz Yisrael, you say, Al Perosel. Rotsu Lomar, Kishiyodeh Shemi Peres Oretz, as long as you know that they're coming from Eretz Yisrael. However, Abu Basafik, if you're not sure, is this a grape from Eretz Yisrael or a grape from Chutz Loretz, could go in Bechutz Loretz, Asmuch Leretz Yisrael, Yomar Al Peros. So if you're nearby in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know if this is a grape from Lebanon or a grape from Eretz Yisrael, so then you go and say Al Peros, you say the generic Lashon. Dishuf number 50 brings down. If you're in places where in the first Beis HaMikdash they were part of Eretz Yisrael, but not in the second Beis HaMikdash, for example, if you're dealing with the Negev, so it brings down for the Birkei Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Admas HaKodesh, that this is a machlokas. Should you say alaperos, alperosel? It brings down from the Sefer Pre-Oretz, Sheish Levarach Aleim, Aloretz V'alaperos, because you don't say certainly no matter what in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'u'adin kish'ocha b'Eretz Yisrael. The person's eating an Eretz Yisrael fruits. How he doesn't know they're really Eretz Yisrael fruits, v'en yodeh mehem yiperes ha'aretz, or o'shehuvu michutz l'aretz. So then, the proper nusach, when you're in doubt, is to say, Yivarach gamkein al'aretz v'ala peros, because you're yotzi with that no matter what. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, B'brocha me'ein sholosh di'ayin, when you're making the al-hagefen, the al-priyagefen, the proper chasima is eino chosem al-hagefen, the al-priyagefen, ella, the proper chasima is al-ha'aretz, the al-priyagefen, or alternatively, al-ha'aretz, the al-ha'peros. Either one would be perfectly acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Hei explains, the kmo b'chameishas mine dogan omer b'chasima, so ala aretz v'ala michya, when you're having the bread, you say ala aretz v'ala michya, when you're having the fruits, you say ala aretz v'al priya, ala aretz v'al haperos, the chayim b'priya aetz, omer b'chasima, so ala aretz v'al haperos, so too, came b'priya gefen, sorach gamkin lahaskir eretz b'chasima, you have to remember the land in the chasima, so we always have ala aretz v'ala michya, ala aretz v'al haperos, and also ala aretz v'al hagefen. If you didn't say the word Eretz, the Magen Avraham writes, because of the Magen Avraham, the Yotze, you'll be Yotze. Sivkot Nun Vav, Aloretz Al Priya Gefen, that's the proper Nusuch. Tam Mechaber, the reason is, Vishum Diyesh Deos Ben HaPoskim, because there are different opinions amongst the Poskim. Yesh, Mea Rishonim, the Sirulu, there are those Rishonim that say, Dikmo Bibsichas Abrocha Maskilim Beyayin Ala Gefen, Vial Priya Gefen, just like at the beginning you start off with not mentioning the land, Mishum Shivcho Vilui, because you're going and elevating this vine and making the grape into wine, so you say ala gefen v'al priya gefen, so too, kein tzorich lahaski shivcho gam b'chasim ha'bracha, so you have to say this at the end of the bracha as well. Other Rishonim, Yesh Mir Rishonim, Desfirulahu, who hold, b'chasim ha'bracha dai, im yaskir stan v'yala peros, at the end it's enough if you just mention peros, v'en l'shanos nuschos v'mishah brachos, and you don't change around the nusach. Therefore, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, L'kach sosam Mechaber l'horos d'yocha lasos k'mosh yirtze. You can pick any ending that you would like over here, either al-oretz v'al priya gofen, or you can say al-oretz v'al peros, both will work. He then says, V'ayin v'achronim, d'mashon v'hem d'amin aglatzom al-oretz v'al priya gofen. The more correct way from the achronim seems to be to use the nusach al-oretz v'al priya gofen. However, mikol makom b'dievet, if a person was m'sayim, m'siyim, al-oretz v'al peros, b'vada yotze, you definitely would be yotze in this fashion as well. That concludes today's share.